This is With an Ohio Bias, a podcast for real fans with D and Jake, and we're so happy to be joined by Marcus Morrison from the Inner City Baseball Academy of Greater Cleveland. Marcus, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you having me on, man.
All right. We wanted to get you on for a long time, man. You're doing something great. You're not just talking about it. You're actually putting it into action. You're trying to expose the youth of Cleveland and the inner city to baseball, as with the name of your academy. Tell us how you got started with that and why this is so important to you.
Well, I got started with it because I was working with a particular program, and I saw the need for training because all the kids were just playing, but the training was a real passion that was needed, because kids were, again, they were coming out to play, they were having fun, but they weren't getting what they needed to keep going in the game of baseball. We see a lot of minorities today that say, hey, there's not a lot of minorities playing, but there is. We just lose them at a certain time, and that's probably around 7th and 8th grade years, because bodies started changing and, you know, guys started throwing harder. So those little mistakes start to come into play. So that's when I said, hey, you know, we need something to get these kids on track and to keep them going.
I think it's just a great thing, man. I mean, we think about the history of Cleveland and Luke Easter Park, you know, named after one of the great, you know, African-American baseball players that played for the Cleveland Indians. We think about Larry Doby. And then we think about the history of League Park, which has now been redone and, you know, has a great, you know, fixture still in the inner city. What kind of skills can kids learn when they come to your clinics, and how often do you do them?
We've done clinics in East Cleveland. We've done clinics in Warrensville. We've done clinics in Richmond Heights. And we're trying to go a lot of other different places so far. What we're going to do this year is, I saw a few kids that were kind of elite players that I've seen. So I'll be working with those players probably one day a week in the wintertime, because I encourage kids to play other sports also. So I think one day a week would be sufficient to work with these guys to get them acclimated for the summertime. Also, we will be doing clinics for kids that don't really know anything about baseball on the weekends. So I'll spend my weekends going, like I said, to places like East Cleveland, Salvation Army. You'll see us there some weekends. You'll see us at Warrensville High School, at the Rec Center, and you'll also see us in Richmond Heights. And like I said, if someone hears this and wants us to come there, we're very open. We ask for sometimes a $10 donation, but we never turn any kids away, because we do have some sponsors that have been getting behind us. So a lot of kids, if they don't have the money, they don't have the $10, that's fine, but they can still come and, you know, learn the game of baseball. We don't turn anyone away.
And you talk about the sponsors. Talk about the event you got coming up this weekend on Saturday that is going to be another big competition.
Yeah, the event Saturday, it was just something that was mind-boggling. You know, we've been out here, you know, hitting the pavement, trying to do our best, and someone, you know, contacted, you know, someone at Kichler Lighting, which is one of the oldest lighting companies in Cleveland. They're based out of Independence. And, you know, the one of the managers called me and said, hey, you know, we picked Inner City Baseball Academy for our fundraiser this year. And I was just so elated. I didn't know what to do, you know, because we've been trying to, you know, get sponsors and get funds, you know, so we don't have to turn kids away and we can do more for the kids. And so this Saturday is going to be the fundraiser that Kichler Lighting is putting on for us. They're going to play three softball games with their employees. I'll be an umpire, and we're going to have a few other people out there. Kids will be selling some T-shirts. We have some hats. They have 50-50 raffles. They're going to have, you know, some gift baskets and other things to raffle off. So it's going to be a family event, and all the proceeds will be going to Inner City Baseball Academy of Greater Cleveland. And that's going to be at Independence Recreation Center, in 6363 Selig Drive in Independence, Ohio.
All right. Well, we're so happy to be joined by Marcus Morrison of the Inner City Baseball Academy of Greater Cleveland. And you're talking about, let's talk about growing the game just a little bit. How have you seen the results? Or give us a, you know, a feel-good story of something that has happened since you started the academy. And
Malcolm Jones from Collinwood High School, he was one of my first kids. He got a scholarship to Mississippi Valley State. He ended up finishing at North Carolina Central, which got me in a position to get another kid, Carlos Ortiz, out of Lincoln West High School. He actually got a full ride out to North Carolina Central, and he ended up being the home run record holder at North Carolina Central to this day. The next kid we had was Dante Lindsey. Dante Lindsey, we actually took him down to all his visits. He went to, you know, he was a kid that, you know, that was a great kid, had over 3.0 GPA. And, you know, I never got to visit my college. So I said, if I was ever in a position to, you know, to make sure these kids visit their schools, I think that's very important. So we took Dante down to North Carolina Central. We took him down to North Carolina A&T, and he had an offer from Bethune-Cookman. He ended up picking Bethune-Cookman. And in 3 out of 4 years of being at Bethune-Cookman, he had 3 conference titles, which means 3 conference rings. And this last year that he was there, they were able to make it to the College World Series and lost to Florida, which Florida went on to win the College World Series. So it's been an amazing ride so far, but we're looking to do a lot more.
Definitely want to see you do a lot more, but that's awesome. I mean, getting to Omaha, just that whole experience is unbelievable. I want to get you out of here on this. For anybody that's listening to this podcast that wants to either bring their kids or, like, send kids your way, what's the best way to get in touch with you, social media, and any other sponsors or people that you want to mention?
Yeah, we're on Facebook. We're Inner City Baseball Academy of Greater Cleveland on Facebook. On Instagram, we're Inner City Baseball CLE. You can actually call me, 216-533-9076. We also, that's the basic way, that's the easiest way to get in touch with us. You can leave a message on Facebook. We usually get right back to people, and, just, you know, look around for us and come out, support us. We really need it to help out these kids to get to that next level.
Yeah, and we're going to close the podcast with this one, Marcus, man. I know you're always in the right place doing the right thing, and the reason I say this is because the night the Cavs won that championship, you were the last person I saw before I went laid down in the hotel. I don't know if you remember that, but it had to be like 4-something in the morning. It was just one of those things. So it's just one of those things that stick in my head. So, but definitely believe in what you're doing with this. I mean, I think about the contract Kyler Murray signed, and he's still playing football for Oklahoma. But
correct.
The opportunity for the youth, especially, you can jump from high school straight into a pro system. You know, you might not be starting, you know, in the big show, but you can at least get into a system, and you can get a big contract of $6 million. He's making more than his college football coach. So that's the one thing that sticks out when we talk about topical things and the opportunities that baseball can lead to.
Right. And, you know, I'm a guy, you know, you see a lot of kids specializing nowadays. I really don't think specializing is the way to go, because you close a lot of your opportunities. You never know what you're good at. You know, you're only using certain muscles and things like that. So, again, I always tell my kids, don't specialize. Play everything you can. You only go to high school one time. So you don't want to look back on things and say, hey, man, I should have played that sport, or I should have did this, I should have did that. Do it now. Don't have to look back on it, and just have fun with it. Be a kid.
Absolutely. I think that's the best message to leave it right there, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. Please go out and support the Inner City Baseball Academy of Greater Cleveland. And Marcus, we thank you for joining the podcast.
Hey, man, I really appreciate you guys, and I hope that we can get on and do this again.